How did it go for you?
Do you remove your hand between the guided search and the future phase and then go back to the anchor, or do you keep it on the whole time?
It doesn't seem to matter one way or the other. What other things came up that you had questions about when you were doing it? Your same question?
Yeah. I was like, do I keep holding it?
Well, okay, so if we go back over here to the purity of it, does it mess up the purity at all if you keep the anchor down and the person's thinking about something else? Typically, when I'm asking about, after I've done the guided search and I've got the state, I'll still have my anchor on and say, okay, we're going to think about where you could use it. Then I might let go and say, let's identify three places. And as soon as we've identified those three places, then I go, okay, imagine the cues you've got that will remind you to do this.
So you don't do it each time?
Well, you could. You can. Okay. You can. I mean, it's just a matter of style. Yeah, it's just a matter of style, and it's not going to make any difference. I mean, this is actually all we're saying is since we've gone to the energy and effort of retrieving this state and pulling together all those things that are related to it inside the brain, why don't we use it? You know, because we're doing this to practice the idea of guided search, but why not use it? Why not use it in three different places? It would be nice to have it. So, it you know, you could do it in just one. You could do it in 15 if you want it. Yeah. So what did you notice? How many of you went back to memories you haven't had for a long time? Yeah. Oh, okay, good. So it's just amazing. If you let the feeling guide you, you never know quite where you're going to go.